The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622, and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back. Boy, we kind of ran out of time there real quick last hour, didn't we, Robin?
Yeah,
we did. So we didn't have a chance to get in one of our commercials. There are a couple of our commercials there at the end. So we'll just real quick talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's. And, you know, we've been talking about this fireplace in our back room here that we're watching right now. Beautiful. Can you turn TV down, baby?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
My fault.
Yep. So, do you have a beautiful fireplace in your house that you just don't use because of the muss and the fuss and the wood and everything else? Well, we did, too. But we fixed that when we visited Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with great service ever since. We like the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the fireplace, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. So Hearth America Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands, and I wouldn't delay going over there and taking a look. It's a beautiful day today, so why not stop by? Not only take a look at the inserts, but you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon, see the barbecue grills too, and you'll be ready for spring. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. 827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace.
They have play sets. We could use one of the play sets for a doghouse and for the kids.
Yeah, we could.
Play houses. One of those.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
I mean, I've got a little plastic one out there now, but we could have a nice little wooden
one. Nice wooden one for the
kids.
They
even have little flower boxes on them and stuff. You know what a green thumb I have.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody wants to know how to kill a houseplant, call me.
Yeah, Robin will fill you right in. Morning, Chris. Back again. Here we are, second hour.
Good morning, Robin. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is the Outdoorsman radio show. We talk about fishing, hunting, crabbing, the great outdoors, wildlife, firearms, you name it, anything that has to do with the outdoors, we're interested in talking about with you. With you. Our beloved listening audience. So the phone number is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And we hope that you'll be able to call us and have a conversation. So a lot of stuff going on in the General Assembly. Right now it is the annual meeting at the Puzzle Palace of all our duly elected lawmakers. And fun times will be had by all. So I mentioned the first hour. There's a proposal that was talked about at the stakeholders meeting a while back there in January. That there was a concept to extend the night shooting of deer in Maryland from where it is now, February 1st through the end of March, all the way through to the end of July. Well, that didn't get a lot of play with the stakeholders. So the proposal came back now that for public comment, and you only have like 2 weeks to comment on this, okay? Go to the DNR website, and you'll see the link there where to comment on these proposals, and all the proposals are there. All the proposals for the upcoming seasons are there. And, I mean, there's a lot of things. There's bobwhite quail. There's rough grouse. There's changes to the bear season. There's, changes to certain regions for particular day to be added. There's a lot of different things there, but the one on the night shooting of deer for holders of a deer cooperator permit, which is different than a crop damage permit, okay? You understand the crop damage permits. Farmers with crop damage permits can shoot deer 365 days a year with a rifle during daylight hours. This is something special. This is a deer cooperator permit that it's called an agriculture deer cooperator permit, where farmers who go through the process and apply for the permit can shoot deer at night. Those 60 days was February 1st through the end of March. They wanted to extend it to the end of July. I'm guessing it was an ask by the farming community, the Farm Bureau. So that met with so much opposition in the stakeholders meeting that they brought it back to, they moved it back 15 days and they moved it ahead 15 days. So the proposal on the DNR website right now is to allow night shooting of deer from January 15th, attention bow hunters, last 2 weeks of the bow season, to April 15th, 90 days, not 60 days. So I want you all to be aware of that, especially you bow hunters. Share that with your friends. Go and get the link and share it on your Facebook page. For those of you who have hunting groups and hunters, in your social media networks, it's on the Outdoors and Radio Show page. It's on the Maryland Hunting Quarterly page. And you guys can make your opinions known on that. But you only have 2 weeks to do it. So as a result of that initial concept, hunters of Maryland, and they've been on the air here, Steve Keithley, Bill Miles, crafted a bill which was introduced by the vice chairman of the House Environmental Committee to limit DNR's authority to only allow night shooting of deer for 60 days. So I'll send you a copy of the bill if you want to see it. But as part of that bill, DNR is required to file a report annually on how that works out. So anyway, 410-922-6680. That's our phone number. Yep. All right. Dead air, giving folks a chance to sign, to call in. 410-922-6680.
It was like you just...
quit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like I ran out of gas. I'm about there.
You about there?
Yeah.
We really have only been home about 8 hours.
It's been a long couple days, let's put it this way, on the road. Yeah, a lot of driving, a lot of windshield time. So, but well worth it, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yep.
There's a lot of love in this house right this minute.
Yeah.
Well, there's always a lot of love in this house, but...
yeah, but we got a little girl sitting there right there right now. She's taking a nap. She had a tough morning already.
She is out.
Yep. No question. So, all right, Chris, how's your day going?
So far, so good. We have Edward on the phone, and he wants to talk about night hunting.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning, Edward.
Good.
How are you?
I'm fine. Got a question for you about these permits that the farmer can hunt at night.
Yes, sir. Edward, you dropped out just as you were asking a question.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I own property in Caroline County outside of Easton.
Right.
Now, my question is, I lease the ground to farm to a farmer.
Right.
Now, if he has a nighttime permit to shoot deer, can he shoot them on my property without my permission?
Boy, that's an excellent question, and I don't have the answer to that one. But I will certainly, I will certainly find out for you.
Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? I'm afraid that because he's already complaining about the deer, and I also lease the woods out to hunters. And, you know, they give me a good sum of money, and I think they killed 5 or 6 deer this year. But
right.
The farmer, he wants them all killed.
That's true.
You know,
you own the property, right?
That's correct.
See, here's the other thing. I don't know if he can apply for general deer management permits, which are crop damage permits, so that he can go and shoot them 365 days a year with a rifle. What I'd like you to do, if you don't mind, is leave your phone number with Chris, name and phone number with Chris, our producer there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I will get an answer for you.
All right, thanks a lot.
I want to clarify the question, though. The question I want to ask Department of Natural Resources is, if the landowner leases to a farmer, is the farmer permitted to file for a nighttime, what they call deer cooperator permit, and shoot deer on land that he leases without permission from the landowner? Is that the gist of the question?
That is exactly what I'm asking.
I will find out for you before very long. So
that's an interesting question.
Leave your name and number. Well, we had a situation over in Frederick County, where they had deer management permits, okay? I think they had 30. Mm-hmm. They had a group of us in there hunting, and we were allowed to take deer, antlerless deer, on a crop damage permit. What we weren't allowed to do was take deer that, you know, any buck that we wanted. We had to have a you know, quality deer to be able to take it, basically a mountable deer. Mm-hmm. And that was our rule imposed, okay? So in a year's time, we took 96 deer off that property. Most of those deer were taken on our own licenses and not on the crop damage permits. We filled the crop damage permits. There were only 30 of those, but we killed 96 deer on that property. Okay? So,
well, see, the deer hunters that lease my property, the woods, I got 40 acres of woods.
Right.
And it's very productive for turkey and deer.
Sure.
And they're trophy hunters. Now, they'll do a deformed antlered buck or one that's injured, and they keep the does down. But the good bucks, they want to grow up into 10, 12-point bucks so they don't shoot them.
So they're managing the property, and you're saying they are taking some does, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
the farmer's not satisfied, though. He wants, you know, as many killed as he can get killed.
Sure.
Now, who owns
the property?
You own the property, but the farmer wants them to kill more deer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound...
Well, I mean,
I would think if you were leasing the property, this is my personal opinion, if you were leasing the property out, you have the right to set rules in the lease or rules
he
for
does.
The
leasee. Sure he does.
What he can and can't do.
That's what I'm thinking, and so far it has not been a problem.
Right.
But sitting here listening to you, and I'm saying, what's going to happen if he gets, because he owns other farmland too. What if he gets a nighttime permit, and all of a sudden he wants to hunt nighttime on my property, and then the people that lease the woods are going to be upset.
Right.
Then let him find another piece of property to lease to hunt, to farm on, because I would think you have the right to tell him what he can and can't do.
Well, he's got to weigh it, Robin, because he gets money from the farmer. You get money from the farmer.
Good income. I make good income from the farmer, but I also get good money from the hunters.
Right, right. Well, you have brought up a very interesting question that I will get an answer to.
You've got me interested this morning, and it's hard to get me interested in these kind of questions.
Exactly.
You did a good job this morning.
All right, don't hang up. Leave your number and name with Chris, and we'll get back to you, okay?
Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you.
What a great
question.
That
was super. I mean,
yep.
Because, and I understand that. He's got to weigh out which one he makes more money on, but also what his personal values are about managing
exactly.
it or wiping it out.
See,
so you've got two things he's got to deal with. How much does he need to make?
Right.
And how does he feel personally?
Right.
Because you know what I feel about decimating deer on a property,
yeah.
Okay? So if it was my – if it was that mom leases part of her property to a
right.
hunter, if he tried to do
you mean
that –
a farmer.
A farmer, sorry. A farmer, not a hunter.
Right.
My mom doesn't lease to hunters. But she leases to a farmer. But if a farmer wanted to do that, I know my mom would cut the lease off in a heartbeat. That
yeah.
would be it.
That's right. That's right.
Be done. But that's her personal values, you know?
No question.
You've really intrigued me, and I can't wait to hear.
Well, I'll try to get the answer from that as soon as possible.
I know you're on the road today, so just keep me informed.
I will. Well, no, I mean, I will have to send an email to
I know. You got to do all that stuff.
Yeah, so interesting question. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, and we're behind again. Two things I want to mention about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. Two things. St. Croix fishing rods. A great stock, a great supply. As a matter of fact, I even met the sales rep in there the other day who also does buck knives, a buddy of mine I've known for a long, long time. He reps for St. Croix Rods, and he reps for buck knives. So check that out at Clyde Sports Shop, those St. Croix Rods for those fishermen who really like to go the extra mile and have the top-of-the-line equipment. Also, Clyde's has a supply of Winchester SXP Defender shotguns. This is the perfect home defense firearm. There are four models to choose from, starting at $360. Okay? Four different models ranging between $360 up to $580. Okay? And the differences in the stock and the grip and the capacity and things like that. So stop by and own the firearm that could save your life in your own home. That's Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. And as you heard Patrick talk about the great Browning shotguns, he just picked up the BT-99 trap gun. Well, there's also the Satori Sporting Clay shotgun, the X-Bolts, the BPS pump shotgun. All of those Browning firearms are available at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. You know, winter's here, but it's going to be a beautiful day today. It's a couple nice days in a row, and we hope you were able to make it to Backyard Billy's or make it over there today to check out the giant selection of chairs and tables, weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture, especially those Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44. All those bright colors right there at Evans Avenue when you're on your way past. You'll find swing sets, like Robin mentioned, and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. So inside Backyard Billy's showroom, there are barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg, all available at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings. It was kind of nice of the hotel the other night where we stayed to offer to light the fire pit for us at the duck pond so we could enjoy a fireplace outside. So, you know, it's a big thing, sitting outside around a fire, and they've got everything you need for that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. What a beautiful day to stop in today, though. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We know it's hard to see everything the Great American Outdoor Show has to offer in just one day. So take advantage of our ticket specials. Our afternoon ticket, good Monday through Thursday. Get you in anytime after 3 p.m. for just $8. Then don't forget to bounce back on Sunday, February 13th for free. Bring the stub of a regular price ticket from any previous day of the 2022 Great American Outdoor Show and get in free. Explore the world's largest outdoor sports show and see all of our special ticket offers at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Born and raised on the Eastern Shore, in the slower lower half where there's not much more than a whole lot of water and a small strip of land. Little towns like Princess Anne. Cannon factories in tomato fields. Crab pots stacked up around Chris Field. We know the harbor where the skipjack sails. That's right. I'm from Somerset County.
All right. Let's see. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We'd love to hear from you. What did Chris just send me on a text here?
Got the questions.
Yes. Okay, I got that name and phone number from the farmer. I appreciate that. And let's see. Looks like Chris is typing. Maybe he is screening a call. I thought that was extremely interesting. If anybody wants this information on COVID-19 and deer, there's not only what Maryland's has to say about it, but there's a ton of links at the end of this with APHIS, USDA, mostly Penn State University did a lot of studies on it. So there we go. Let's talk to Jeff. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Very well, Alan. Alan, great to hear you. I love that outdoor show. I went 2 days this week. Had a ball.
Oh, good. Cool. Glad to hear it.
Booked some trips.
Yeah.
A friend of mine hunts groundhogs. He said that the numbers have dropped precipitously. That something's up with the young. And I said I'd call your show and try to see if you had an answer. The rabbits and groundhogs, the numbers. Is anything going on with them? Do you know?
Oh, I would say that there's, you know, not... as far as environmentally, other than the fact that there's been a rapid increase in predators here in Maryland, coyotes especially.
Coyotes, yeah.
Yeah, the coyotes will take the coyotes are opportunistic. They'll take anything from a fawn to a cat. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And so that's a very good possibility. You know, if you got an intersection of the denning season where the pups are in the den, the mother will take anything back to the den that it can carry. You know,
but it's nothing that you haven't heard of any disease.
I haven't heard of any groundhog disease or anything like that. No, I have not. So,
well, I'm glad to clarify it with you. I love your show. And one more thing, Clyde, I got a Sweet 16 down there. I love that gun.
Oh, man, that's a great gun, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, really is.
Hey, can I say something, Jeff? Can I say something about groundhogs? Okay, so we just came through this primitive season, and I got to thinking about back in the days, you know, in the 70s when I was hunting back in Pennsylvania, late 70s, early 80s, with the flintlock. Never killed a deer with a flintlock. But when I moved here, I bought a percussion gun, a custom percussion gun, and I've collected several of those since. And shout out to Hafer's Gunsmithing, a former sponsor here, that chased some threads for me in one of my muzzleloaders the other day, and got the nipple to be able to seat in there. I was going to use that gun and couldn't get the nipple in, so we cleaned the rust out and chased the threads with a tap and got that taken care of. But what I wanted to say about groundhogs, I had a friend back in Pennsylvania in Somerset County that did kill a number of deer with his flintlock, and he practiced. And he practiced year-round, and he hunted groundhogs with a flintlock.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, likened back to the days of the mountain man, you know. You don't have to kill. When you're hungry, you don't have to.
Jeremiah Johnson.
Yeah, you don't have to kill an elk. You can kill a groundhog to eat, that's for sure. But he did very well on the groundhogs with a flintlock. I was always impressed with that. So
that's something. Hey, congrats on the new member of the family. Thanks for sharing.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 410. Nice call. 410. Yeah. Let's talk to Norbert. Good morning, Norbert. How are you?
Doing fine, Alan. How's the Ellis family?
Ellis family's
really
great.
Good.
Just got a new member, a little puppy, a Bernedoodle. We looked at about 50 dogs in the last couple of days, and we picked this one out, and she kind of picked us. So we're in love with our new little puppy.
Good golly.
Yep.
We did a lot of traveling and a lot of research, and we wanted a dog that was liked us, and we liked them, and we pick each other. So
yep, five different breeders.
I saw a bunch of them that looked all just alike, but this one just, we connected.
Yep.
So, and we were not going to do it unless we connected.
So, what's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I read the new hunting regulation proposal type stuff and everything like that.
Right.
I'm not sure. Would I be clear in saying that they haven't really fleshed out the real details of this tree stands on public land thing?
Well, we went from concept to proposal. So the fleshing out among the stakeholders has been done. Okay. Which is, you know, people from the hunting community, people that attend the meeting, they put these concepts up, they give their reasoning and rationale, and then they take all the comments and assemble them. They do some more internal, conversation. Then they come up with a proposal. Well, the proposals are what they're going to go on pending public input. Pending public input. So the public can definitely change the trajectory of these proposals, given enough people are for or against.
Okay.
Okay.
What I read looked like it was going to lead to considerable conflicts between people.
As far as being allowed to put a tree stand on public property and leave it there.
Correct.
And that was discussed. What happens if you put up a tree stand and you go in to hunt it and somebody's in it? What happens if you put it? You know, I mean, that's the major conflict right there.
Yep. And I tell you, there's some of these, some public hunting land that certain people consider theirs.
Yeah, I know.
They hunt that all the time. They, you know, so forth and so on. I mean, they know the ins and outs and so forth, but they figure they own it.
They visit adjoining landowners. They find places to park. They access public land from points that most people don't. And, in some of these public lands are designated parking areas where you have to be there, but in others there aren't. The reservoirs, for example, you know, you don't have a designated parking area. You can access those reservoir public properties from any point. And if you have you know, if you have a friend or somebody that lives on the reservoir you create a relationship with and you can park in their driveway and walk in, then you've got an access point basically different than parking on Liberty, for example, than parking on Route 32 and walking in that way, you know, which you'll see four or five cars parked there. But if you've got a private residence, you can park back there and access. Yeah, I mean, and I agree with you. People think that that they own the public property. You're right.
I just could. I mean, we have problems with one of our properties being adjacent to a wildlife management area and people coming through the wildlife management area figuring that they can hunt the back of our property.
Right.
And they've been doing it apparently for years before we got it. And, you know, I can see this thing, you know, I can see tree stands popping up all over the place. I can see people doing what they usually do, which is take tree stands from one property and put it on another.
Not only that, you're not allowed to bait on public land anyway. And so if somebody puts up a tree stand and they establish it and nobody's bothered it, you know, that's going to lead to baiting, which is illegal. So that it can create a whole world of problems. It really can. So,
you know, would there doesn't seem to be any provision for permits or any provision for maps.
Right.
For any of this kind of stuff like that. And I think that there's going to be a cost to work out the problems on these situations. And that cost ought to be paid for by a permit fee.
Makes sense to me.
I mean, you know,
Well, let me ask you this. You know, we talked about this night shooting of deer and generic deer management permits, which are commonly called crop damage permits. You know, where's the administration on that? Do you know where those fees come from, Norbert?
They come from?
Yeah, where does the money come from to administer that program? The what?
Yeah, I mean, they take it from something else.
What do you think that is?
Well, they take it from the hunting muscle.
The hunting license fees, exactly right. Yes, we pay for our hunting license, okay? But for the people to administer that program, the crop damage program in Maryland, including the nighttime shooting of deer, and including shooting deer 365, during daylight hours, that is administered by the Department of Natural Resources and paid for by hunting license money to the tune of about $500,000 a year. What could that $500,000 buy as far as wildlife management programs and studies and, you know, bear studies and bird studies and things like that? No, we got to spend $500,000 on administering a crop damage permit program that is participated in by people who don't have to buy a hunting license to hunt their own property.
Correct. And in addition to that, all the costs just doubled this year. When the price of gas doubled, all their costs doubled.
Exactly. Yep. Well, all you got to do, buddy, all you got to do is, you know, get a number of your hunting companions and so forth to sign in on that website and do your public comments. And, you know, you can see those public comments as they come in.
Yes, I have done that before. Yes.
Yep, you and I both.
I just wanted to make sure. See, I just thought that the proposal was incomplete because it had so many questions associated with it.
Right. Right. I agree.
You know, that's why I had to ask the question, because I knew you did that stakeholder meeting thing.
Right.
And you would know whatever the background was to. And
indeed.
It just seemed like it was halfway done.
Make your comments online, my friend.
I can do that.
Thank you for the call.
In the meantime,
yes.
Enjoy yourself with your new puppy.
We are.
Thank you.
And one of these days I'll be out this time in the morning and in an area where I can call you. And
okay.
I'll do it again.
Perfect, Norbert. Appreciate
yes,
it, buddy.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. See you
yep.
later.
Take care.
You know, we find, or you have found, unwanted or uninvited tree stands on my mom's property. It's amazing that what people think they can do.
Yep.
It just, the audacity of it just blows me away.
Well, right now we need to talk about Spurry's Tire Service.
Sorry.
No. I'm glad you threw that in there. Located on the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50. How long have you known Brent Spurry? Robin?
Me? Oh, gosh. However that long they've probably been open or I've been on the Eastern Shores.
So. 30 years. 30 years.
Yeah, yep. So, yeah, at least.
Yep. Just off Route 50 in Easton where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker, model, any size, they've got them. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service, and much more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Hey, big auction coming up next Sunday, February 20th, starting at 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction, and that's at 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or you can bid online. The catalog is available. Check out the website. Over 100 firearms, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. See Russum's auction information at www.jrsantiques.com. That's jrsantiques.com and Facebook page, or use your search engine and find Russum Furniture Auctioneers, R-U-S-S-U-M. HighBid.com, a website, and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore, located 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415 for the winner sportsman's auction. We'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622, and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they could talk to me. If I consulted with quadrupeds, I think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles to tea, or maybe lunch with two or three lions.
Hey, Robin.
What?
Our buddy Joe has two dogs, German Shepherds.
Uh-huh.
One of them's named Rolex. The other one's named Timex.
He said, I like that.
He says they're great watchdogs.
Oh, go away. I hate you.
I thought it was a good one, actually. That's one your mother could, I could tell your mother. Okay. Let's see. Oh. 410, WCBM 680. We got a few minutes left in the show, about 10 minutes left here to get your call in if you want to talk about anything we talked about. You want to talk about any of the proposals that for the upcoming hunting seasons, you're welcome to do that. If you visit Facebook, it's on the Outdoors and Radio Show Facebook page. It's also on Maryland Hunting Quarterly Facebook page. Oh, I want to make an announcement, too. We were we became the official record keepers. Bucks, Bears, Stags, one of our companies, became the official record keeper of Maryland big game. Both whitetail and sika deer and black bears is now we keep the official records. The company keeps the official records, and we want to say thank you to our team for a job well done. We have some great folks on our team. Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young measures. We got some authorized measures that do other things. We've got Brian and Jason, who, you know, Brian puts the whole database together. Jason helps out with some of the shows and things like that. So if you have a deer or a bear or a sika deer that needs measured, we urge you to visit our website, bucks-bears-stags.com. We got a new logo for the official part of the BBS team, and it looks like we're going to be able to put some hats and stuff together for BBS. So it's kind of a cool thing that we're doing with that. The next record book will be out in 2023. We have almost 5,000 followers on our Facebook page. Our junior entries for youth hunters, if the youth hunter wants to enter a deer, their $10 entry fee is sponsored. We have a number of sponsors for the entry fees for kids. We'll be measuring at the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet on March 12th. We urge you to get your tickets to attend that and bring your deer rack or bring your, you know, mounted deer head in, and we'll be glad to measure it up for you for the record book if you qualify. We've discounted our entry fee for that day at that event to $20 to save you $5. And then we'll also be measuring at the MD Sportsman Show, and Sportsman and Outdoor Show, at the Howard County Fairgrounds next month, March 26th and 27th. We'll have people there to measure your deer. So that's a, you know, pay your admission fee to that. Come and see us at the booth at the MD Sportsman and Outdoor Show, and we will be more than glad to measure up your animal for the record book. So we are very active. If you send the page a message, someone will get back to you and help you out. We had an inquiry yesterday. A fellow from Southern Maryland said, hey, I found a deer, pickup deer. We have a category for that. He wanted to get it measured. Of course, you've got to get a non-hunting tag for that, and then we can measure it and put it in the record book. We have a caller, Robin?
No.
Got it. All right, let's see what we got here. Oh, I see what he says. Okay. All right. Well, Chris, you're the man. You keep us going here. So let's see.
Guys, they're coming in now.
What's that, the calls?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sure, of course. Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about a couple of our sponsors here real quick, and then we'll get to the calls. So you're welcome to call anytime, but when we get toward the back end of the show, it gets a little tighter. So, hey, want to know if you have a fireplace that you never use? Well, why not replace that hole in the wall with a beautiful gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? Robin and I did that. We love that remote control. We can control the flame. We can control the blower. We can control the light. And it is just great. It's an EnviroModel EX35. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provide us with great advice, great service, great follow-up. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. And you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove as well at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Big selection of barbecue grills, too. So stop in the showroom soon. Check out the Enviro and Regency brands of gas fireplace inserts, and you can enjoy your room just like we do every night. Visit BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. What a great day to show up there today. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Our buddies at Clyde Sports Shop. Mr. Clyde asked me to talk about two things. Number one, Clyde's just received a supply of Winchester SXP Defender shotguns for home defense. The perfect home defense weapon, as a matter of fact. There are four models to choose from, starting at $360, and those four models range between $360 and $580. Stop by and own the firearm that could save your life. Also, he asked me to talk about St. Croix fishing rods. Well, St. Croix fishing rods are some of the best rods made. They're right there, a big, giant selection at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Why not stop by today? 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Now, the Winter Sportsman's Auction coming up this Sunday, February 20th, not tomorrow, but a week from now, starting at 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction, 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or you can bid online. The catalog is now available, and over 100 firearms, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. See Russum's Auction information at www.jrsantiques.com. JRSANT.com and Facebook page, or use your search engine to find Russum, RUSSUM, Furniture Auction. HighBid.com and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore, located 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, Maryland, Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415 for the winner, Sportsman's Auction. We'll be right back.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Line-X bed liner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Line-X or Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie install your Line-X spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Line-X.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. We're not going to have time to take all three calls, unfortunately, so we've got to pick one. Let's talk to Tina about Snakehead, since we haven't talked about that today. Good morning, Tina. How are you?
Yes, fine, thank you. I had read a few years ago that the snakeheads were doing damage, you know, to the Chesapeake Bay, and that they were invaded from China or something like that. And I wanted to know, how did that happen, and have they been totally eradicated?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. They have done anything but be totally eradicated.
They've totally reproduced.
They have totally taken over the tidal waterways of Chesapeake Bay. And how did it happen? The people seem to think it came from an Asian fish supplier that may have supplied these animals for fish or for aquariums. And there's the music. Sorry I can't get it into it anymore. Tina, next week, call a little earlier.
Yes.
Clay, do the same thing, and the same way with Lee.
Please
thanks,
call us
folks.
Back next week.
Yep, and look, if you want to ask a question via email, you can do that too. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Visit our Facebook pages and stay in touch with us on ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank
folks. Robin?
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Enjoy this beautiful weather and even snow tomorrow. Now they're talking Trace over here.
Ah.
Anyway, y'all have a great day.